Hello, friends, and welcome once again to another edition of the Answer the Call broadcast. Thank you so much for inviting us into your home this evening. If you have your Bible handy, we're going to be turning to the book of Nehemiah this evening, and we're going to turn to Nehemiah chapter 2. And once you get there to this amazing portion of Scripture, I want you to look with me at verse number 12. The Bible says these words to us, "And I arose in the night, I and some few men with me. Neither told I any man what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem. Neither was there any beast with me, save the beast that I rode upon." For our lesson tonight, we're going to be speaking on the subject, "Some few men with me." Some few men with me. Years ago, the cover of Sports Illustrated magazine had a picture of a basketball player dunking a basketball into a hoop. And the caption of the article read, "The man that put the ball through the hoop had eight other hands behind him." What an interesting caption for one dunking a basketball. The idea behind the photo was to take teamwork to another level and to show others how important teamwork is in order to get the job done. Basketball is a sport that requires teamwork. Championships are not accomplished through the efforts of one man, but the focus and cooperation of the other players on the team. As Nehemiah started his task of assessing what would be required of him to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, we see that he was not alone. In fact, he said, "And I arose in the night, I and some few men with me." One of the great challenges of the church today is the call to teamwork. Nehemiah understood that the task in front of him was not a one-man job. He would need to enlist the assistance of others. Now, there are several points of interest I would like for us to observe in our study this evening. And all of these are in keeping with the need for teamwork. If we are going to have a successful team for the Lord Jesus Christ, friend, you'll want to listen to this subject this evening. First of all, in our text, we see what is called the fellowship. The fellowship. These few men with Nehemiah were men united by a common desire. They committed themselves to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem. Our fellowship this evening, friend, is made possible through the Lord Jesus Christ. When we look at the early church in the book of Acts, the common denominator for the rapid growth and expansion of the church was their unity for Christ. Over there in Acts chapter 2, verse 44, the word of God reminds us, for it says, "And all that believe were together and had all things common." Listen, growth was not the goal. Jesus Christ was the goal. Our fellowship is possible through what we might consider to be camaraderie. You see, this camaraderie has the same vision, this camaraderie has the same commitment, and this camaraderie has the same determination. Nehemiah and some of the few men that were with him were united by a common cause, and that common cause was fellowship. They had all things common, and they worked together as a team. You see, if you're going to get anything done for Jesus Christ, it's going to take teamwork. So we see here, first of all, the need for fellowship, or we see fellowship. Number two, we also see faith. What do you mean, preacher? Well, these few men with Nehemiah also shared a powerful faith. They had faith in the power of God. As they assessed the cost and effort that was required of them, They knew that it was the greatest test of their faith. These men had a faith that God would help them get the project done. Listen, faith is our ability to see the impossible become possible. It is being able to see the invisible become visible. It is the ability to see the broken wall become rebuilt walls. It is also the ability to see the church where there is no church. It is the ability to see a classroom filled that was once empty. And it is the ability to see an impossible task and say that it can be done. An amazing faith is what we're lacking today in Christianity. A faith that gets the job done. A faith that requires our willingness to do our part and trusting God to do His. So we see here, as we observe these men that were with Nehemiah, they had a faith, an unusual faith, a supernatural faith. They had fellowship that connected them together. But then thirdly, we also see a philosophy. Listen, these men were committed to the philosophy that teamwork makes the dream work. Their philosophy kept their faith tight. Their philosophy made sure that weak links in the chain was strengthened. And their philosophy made sure that every man knew what he was supposed to do, but to be ready to come to aid those that were lacking in any area. What a wonderful thing teamwork does in the life of a church. You see, teamwork means that it's not a superstar effort, but a team effort. Teamwork means equal sacrifice, equal sweat, equal suffering. Let me ask you, neighbor, are you doing your part in your church this evening? Are you on the inside looking out, or are you on the outside looking in? Teamwork means that there is no lone rangers in this endeavor. It means that we do not abandon the project and leave our colleagues hanging behind. No, friend, it is all about we and not about me. So we understand in this text tonight, as Nehemiah speaks concerning what he wanted to do, that God had given him a band of men to work with him to ensure that the job would get done. So we see again the fellowship, we see again the faith, we see the philosophy, but then lastly, we see the fulfillment. If you have your Bible open, please turn with me to Nehemiah chapter number 6. And in chapter number 6, I'll have you to key in on verse number 15. There we read these words: "So the wall was finished in the 20th and 5th day of the month of Elul, in 52 days. We understand here, as we read this portion of the Word of God, that the wall of Jerusalem was rebuilt in record-breaking time. The Bible says in 52 days. Where there was formerly debris and waste, it was replaced with durability of the walls. Where there was once scorn and reproach, it was replaced with success and accomplishments. And Nehemiah could not get the job done by himself. I wonder, do we have a few men who are willing to partner with their pastor and build something big, something great, something colossal, something effective for the Lord Jesus Christ? Let me say this, friend. If you're not working with the team, you are working against the team. If you're not working together, then you are a one-man wrecking crew. God is always looking for people to team up, to join together, to put their hand to the plow and not look back and say and think about what could have been done or what should have been done. God is looking for people to say that it can be done. And when God's people unite together for a common cause, friend, it is amazing what can be accomplished through teamwork. So we see here that they finished the job. They got it done, but it could not get done without the assistance of others. I say to you tonight, be a part of something great. Don't be standoffish. Ask God to help you to get the job done with the assistance of your pastor. And I believe, friend, before long, you too will see the walls rebuild. The church can move forward when I and some few men are willing to work together. Decide to do something big for God. Hey, will you be the one? Will you invest your life in something bigger than you? Are you willing to put your hand to the plow and be able to say that this will outlast me? If not, why not? Well, friend, let me ask you tonight also, do you know Jesus as your Savior? Are you already on the team? Or are you such a one that's standing on the sideline saying that I wish that I can be a part of that team? Can I say this to you? God is always looking for applicants. He never turns away anyone. You say, well, preacher, I look at my life and I'm too dirty. I'm too underprivileged. I am too underclass to be considered a part of God's team. Friend, can I say you qualify in all areas? For God makes it clear, not many mighty are called. God is in the department of enlisting the whosoever wills. And if you know Jesus as your Savior, you already have become a part of the team. But if you do not know Jesus as your Savior, friend, I have to say this to you, why not? Tonight you can join up with the Lord Jesus and be counted for Christ. All you need to do is call out to him by faith. Invite him to come and live in your heart. And friend, yes, you can become a part of the team. Will you be willing to enlist tonight? Will you be willing to do something bigger than you? Will you, my friend, be willing to answer the call?